And what is up or down for the administration out of all of this? Two polls out this week show a majority of Americans, more than a 3-to-1 margin, still oppose the Dubai Ports World Deal. And only about a third of Americans approve of the way President Bush is handling his job. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins us now. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Noah.
What's the White House saying about these lower approval ratings? Kind of drastic.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was having a conversation this week about the poll issues and the president's low standing and the Dubai port issue. And they said, wait a second, you know, let's not forget that this is the first president since President Eisenhower to go to Afghanistan. Eisenhower was there back in 59, and here you have a democratically elected leader of Afghanistan. So, Noah, I think you get from the way that they were spinning me that they don't want to talk so much about polls. They want to talk about the president's trip overseas, and they want to portray what's going on in Afghanistan as a victory. When I brought them back to the polls issue, the conversation was one of being aware of it, but polls not driving any decisions being made in the White House. So I think there's a lot of defensiveness there, a lot of sense of something's going wrong, but it's sort of outside their powers to correct that. I get the sense they're frustrated.
You know, this issue about the ports, it's a kind of a singular thing. People can hear about it in one sentence and have a reaction, it seems.
Oh, absolutely. And what's really telling is it's Republicans as well as Democrats who are really down on this deal, which is, again, a point of great concern for those inside the White House because it's their base that's running away from them on this issue. So, you know, I think people feel that there's an inward turn to the country in general, not only on the immigration issue, on the Dubai ports deal, that people are just becoming more protective. And if you extend this logic to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the question about how much we're supposed to do in our role as the world superpower.
Yeah, and you hear this word xenophobic being used. If I'm a Republican and I'm defending my House seat or the Senate seat, how concerned am I at this moment about the low numbers for President Bush?
Well, I was up on the Hill talking this week to people in the Congress about just this issue, what the landscape looks like going forward for the November elections. And what you hear from Republicans is, we wish the president's numbers were better. We wish Iraq was going better. We wish Dubai ports had not come along as ammunition for the Democrats. But we're going to run local races, and most people like their local congressmen, and we're going to make sure that everybody knows that we are doing a job for our constituents and that we are caring deeply about domestic issues. So here they're talking about taxes. Here they're talking about trying to do a better job in fixing the problems with the Medicare drug prescription plan. That's where they're focused. They do not want to nationalize this election. They do not want to talk about President Bush, war in Iraq, or any of that.
Well, if you're sitting around a table trying to figure out with the president or without the president at the table what should happen in the next month or so, what's the strategy? Do you hear anything about that?
Oh, sure. And there are lots of just, no, you're on it. Those are the conversations that are taking place at the White House around Washington. They tend to be rather closeted because people don't want to acknowledge the extent of the worry. But the kind of thinking that has been around for a few weeks now is that the president needs to change staff, that he, you know, the people that have surrounded him during the first term have been there now for a good while. And in some cases, maybe tired. They're not reacting quickly. They didn't see the political storm coming over the Dubai ports deal. So maybe they should be some change. What about Vice President Cheney? His ratings are even lower than the president's. But that kind of logic is not what you're hearing from the inner councils. The inner councils are more thinking about maybe reorganizing so that there are people who are looking forward, who are more sensitive, their political antenna up more acutely so that they have a sense of threats to the president's popularity, and maybe picking up on some key issues, domestic issues, that the president could ride as opposed to any change in terms of policy for dealing with Iraq.
Well, some of it appears to be just the speed of response from the White House.
Right. And I think part of this has to do with the president's style. And I remember this is a president that's been elected twice. And the second time, one of his strengths was that he was a man who told you what he thought, stuck by his guns, that he, you know, he wasn't the kind of guy who would shift quickly on any issue. But that very strength has now become a weakness in this current environment where people are saying, you're not picking up on problems, you're not reacting quickly, you seem to be stuck in your own little world. And so I think that part of it is, from the White House perspective, not wanting to change too much, but at the same time thinking we just need to be more aware of what's being said, where things might be coming from around the corner, is the way they put it.
NPR senior correspondent, regular day-to-day contributor Juan Williams. Thank you, Juan.
You're welcome, though.